Well, happy Monday, everyone. Welcome to the morning show. My name is Nick Scarpino. I'm here with Tim. And wow, the lights came on fast.
They did.
They came on faster than usual.
I liked it though, because usually we're like, we're talking, we have a whole vibe going into it, and we just carry it into the show on a Monday.
Yeah.
But today was just more like, Kubrick's too professional that he's just there. He's just like, we mean business. We're going to get in right at 11. And we did, ladies and gentlemen.
He literally was like, he was just talking. Mm-hmm. And his confidence lulled me into just this sense of security and happiness that my brain just shut down for 5 minutes.
There. Yeah, dude,
did I fall asleep? Was I sleeping?
You did for a minute.
I thought I was still.
You got the Black Eyed Peas classic, Let's Get It Started.
I got it stuck in my head too,
and,
which is great.
And here we are, so I'm happy about that. Yeah, man. So here's the thing about them.
Yeah.
They have that.
Yeah.
Like, they've had a whole bunch of songs, Where's the Love and all that shit. But when they had that Shut Up and Hey Mama and all that, right?
Yeah.
But when they came out with that song, it was an anthem. They did it. They did the thing where they became, and God, I'm going to get ripped apart for this statement.
Yeah.
But I mean it in the way of what they, in terms of anthems. They became the queen of this generation.
Wow.
Because think about it.
I don't know if I know what that means.
NBA games.
Yeah.
You cannot go to an NBA game without hearing, we will rock you, we are the champions.
Sure. I see what you're saying. So
they make anthems.
The band queen. I thought you were like, they were the kings and queens of this generation. I was like, that's a weird thing, because Fergie's the only female person. I mean,
definitely not
define yourself however you want to define yourself. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be tethered to any sort of gender role whatsoever, of course, in this world, day and age. But I understand, yes, they have hit that monolithic like point in life. Where every time you get a hot dog at a game, they're in your fucking head.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Not the Liza to her work brings up a good point. Queen is the queen of this generation. And that is true. Queen will never leave. But I'm just saying, one of the closest things we got, I think, is the Black Eyed Peas, because they got Let's Get It Started, which is, you're going to hear that 10 times a basketball game. But then they also got that I Got a Feeling.
Yeah.
Like, when they came back with that, it's like, oh, man, dude. Like, they did it.
Well, are they still gigging?
They had some beef for recently.
Will I Am went off was like, I'm clearly the most talented person in this group.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go do my own thing. I have this cool name where it's Will I Am, but it's William, and that's just like so, like it's the kind of so cool that it took Nick 6 months to figure that out.
We're gonna see him soon.
Are we?
Next week, no, 2 weeks from now, in Wolverine Origins.
Mmm.
So get ready for that.
Man, I'll tell you one thing right now. I watched X2 over the weekend. Had to watch it in two separate sittings.
Yeah, me too.
Because it's just, it's just so different than what we're used to.
Oh, now. Yeah.
It doesn't.
It's slow.
If you guys did not know, of course, we'll get to this in housekeeping, but we are doing X-Men in review, every X-Men movie reviewed. We started with X-Men last week, X2 this week, X-Men 2, I think, right? Is it X2 or X-Men
2? X2, X-Men United.
Right.
Is the name of it.
Even the fucking name is boring.
It was 2002, man.
Even the name is boring. Interesting elements, but if you guys want to follow us along with that, of course, we're doing just like the MCU, watch a movie with us every week. And we are going to be reviewing those movies. That posts 9 a.m. Thursday on youtube.com/kindoffunny. This one's been really fun because, unlike the MCU, which is a love fest, this one's way more fun to watch and criticize. I'm like watching, I'm like, oh my God, I'm gonna tear that part apart.
Yeah.
Like, there are parts. So here's a little tease. Okay. Yeah. There are parts that you could tell were clearly reshoots where he is wearing a wig that looks like Elvira, Mistress of the Dark.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This thing is just a bouffant on his head. It is completely ridiculous.
You are ridiculous, man.
That anyone allowed him.
You just dropped the word bouffant.
That anyone allowed him to wear that fucking travesty on his head and get immortalized with celluloid is beyond me. Bryan Singer should never be allowed to work again. Neither should the DP, for that matter, for letting those shots sneak through.
Yeah.
They're terrible. But for more of that expert commentary, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you tune in to XCU in review. That's what we're calling it, right? Mm-hmm. X-Men Cinematic Universe.
X-Men.
Did we coin that term?
No.
We should.
Yeah, fuck it. It's ours. We
own
it.
Let's patent it. Of course, this is Kind of Funny Morning Show. We bring this show to you each and every day here, 11 a.m. Pacific time, Monday through Friday. Today's episode of the Morning Show is brought to you by Omaha Steaks and Audible. That's right, two sponsors, which means at the tail end of the show, we're going to be giving away two video games to two lucky winners. Of course, if you guys want to be entered to win, you can be in the Twitch chat right now, or you can be a Twitch subscriber. How do you get that? Well, you got Amazon Prime. Guess what? You get one free Twitch Prime subscription. We'd like that to go to us, but if it can't go to us, give it to someone. I gave mine last month very constructively and conservatively to Teddy Chinaris, and Teddy threw it back in my face. Just threw it in my face. Don't need it.
That's what I heard.
Don't need it. So I'll be giving mine away this month to one new lucky best friend out there who is streaming. Maybe it'll be Andy. Maybe not, because we already pay him. So probably not.
Nick, what's the word of the day? Because I have a nomination.
Oh, go for it. You're the one that came up with this.
Can it be bouffant?
Yeah, it could be bouffant. If you can figure out how to spell bouffant.
I don't know what the fuck a bouffant is. But it is very visual.
The bouffant.
When you're talking about wigs and you go like this and go bouffant, I'm like, oh, I know what you're talking about.
So I would like Cool Greg to Google bouffant, but I have no idea if he, I don't even know how to spell it.
Oh, let's see where this
type
goes.
Type in wherever you can get bouffant hairdo and see where that gets you. I feel like this shot's a little soft. Kevin, are we out of focus? I'm going to have him check the focus on this when he comes back in.
Oh, you got it.
You got it. Bouffant.
The images.
Good images. Can you check the shot? It looks a little out of focus. So right there, like
bring up that first one.
Bring up that first one. That is kind of a bouffant. That is like where the hair is just so high. It's the kind of hairdo that you have to keep done. You can't wash it.
Volume is power.
It just has to be there.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And if you, I read specifically on when I went to read the about wigspiracies. Because I was like, clearly Hugh Jackman must have been wearing a wig at one point in time. I was wrong. Most of the time, like 99% of the time, it's my understanding from this one article that I read on the internet that all of his hairdos were his real hair, except for some reshoots in X2. And it's actually at the very beginning. You can see when he's walking through Alkali Lake.
Yeah.
It's clearly like his, like they had to do some reshoots or something because that hair, even the sideburns look like they're like glued on. They're terrible. And then it literally cuts
out of
the next
all the
scene
people,
and they're like,
I didn't notice that, but I'm also not looking like you.
Well,
are.
There's that. And then, of course, Storm's, the abomination on top of Storm's head. Like, hopefully somebody killed that thing, because if not, it's running amok in a small town in America right now. That thing has killed three people, and they're like, we can't figure out how to kill it.
Keep going.
It's the abominable snowman. Actually, I think her hair was probably, oh, Jesus Christ.
You brought this upon yourself, Nick. The bravado. The egotism. It's here, ladies and gentlemen. The champ is here!
It's even more insulting that he used my shtick against me.
Mm-hmm.
He had never even heard of AC/DC before Johnny Ace came on the scene. All right. Oh, no words. No words. He doesn't even have any. For once in Greg's life, nothing to say. Just wants to come in.
Is that it, or what's going on?
Okay.
This is the extended intro.
Yeah, this is long.
Oh, no!
Nailed it.
You know,
it's like fucking Undertaker at WrestleMania 20. It just never ends.
You know, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take, Andy.
Do you remember when you had it, Nick?
For years. I had it for years.
I called you my daddy!
Yeah. Yeah.
You're an embarrassment to Kind of Funny! The champ is back!
Wait, you are part of Kind of Funny.
The champ is back and he's gonna bring history and respect back to Kind of Funny! Not like you!
Bring the history back, Greg! Bring that history
it's
back!
It's time to write a new lineage for the championship!
Okay.
Cool Greg, can I get a testify?
Hell yeah!
Alright, close enough! Bye, everybody! What's party mode?
Joey Noel says, it's so loud.
It's so loud. I don't know how it's that loud. However loud it was to you, the end user, it was infinitely more louder in my ear just now.
Carsalong27 says, Greg looks like a Watchdogs villain. That is accurate.
He does. And I don't think he's ever watched that Mizzou thing. I don't think he watches any of those things.
Mm-mm.
The other day we were like, what is beefy in our office? Something was beefy. It's gone now. But there was something.
We got
beefy.
Rid of the beef. Kevin was on the scent.
Kevin.
And let me fucking tell you.
Kevin was just smelling things.
Let me tell you guys. Like, I know we tell a lot of stories about one Kevin Coelho.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's never like he does one thing that's upsetting. But it's always like the little stuff that just adds up.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, something that I
it's
don't
like cancer.
Like at all.
It starts small, grows, kills you.
It's one way to put it. I'm at my desk. Nick has an issue with the smell. And when Nick has an issue with something,
now
it's going to get
solved. Let me clarify.
Very loudly.
Kevin walked in and said, it smells like BO. And I was like, because I've just learned that sometimes maybe I'm crazy. Mm-hmm. And just to keep things to myself for fear of people thinking that I have dementia as an old man.
Yeah.
So probably to be validated by Kevin, I was like, oh my God, you smell that too. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. There's a little pocket of our office that smelled like BO. And Kevin was like, I got to ferret out this scent. And I was like, please ferret out the scent, because you walk through it to get to my desk, and then my desk smells fucking downy fresh.
So the biggest problem, that's not the case. No, it was from near you.
No, it was we're not pointing fingers.
It was in between. But
it was Greg's desk.
This is a pretty small office.
Yeah.
So we all sit very close to each other, and no matter what's happening, if someone's being loud in a different room, you fucking hear it. So here I am, trying to handle emails, trying to get some business done, trying to do some prom planning, all right? And all of a sudden, Nick has a problem. I'm like, all right, here we go. Like, this is going to be the next 20 minutes of my life.
Again, I feel, not to push back,
Kevin comes
I feel
in.
Like you are telling me this is my fault. I did not start this mess.
Kevin comes in, but it's the egging on. Then I need to hear the back and forth of you guys trying to figure out what this goddamn thing is. Mm-hmm. And then how quickly does it escalate from Kevin being in the room to being on top of me?
Well, I thought...
approximately 3 seconds. But the problem was, I know I've learned to just ignore that. So I just fucking ignore it.
Yeah.
But the one thing I couldn't ignore, I could ignore it for maybe 10 seconds, maybe 20, but not 3 minutes, not 10 minutes, is this.
Kevin had to use his super sniffer. Andy, you missed this.
And it's like, he's not trying to be funny. He was seriously doing this shit. Yeah. And I had to walk out and I sat with Cool Greg. I'm like, I just can't listen to Kevin fucking sniff.
For whatever reason, it was like a microphone was stinky.
Then
Kevin and I had to, commiserated on the smell and how to get rid of it. We Febrezed all the furniture. He asked me my opinion. I like when Kevin asks me my opinion on things because I always have an opinion. He was like, what cleaning solution should I use? And we had a great bonding moment.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there was a maybe just unspoken thing where we were just enjoying fucking with you.
I know, and trust me, I know, especially because I brought up the fact that I was like, do not over Febreze. Because then, instead of there being a beefy smell, it's just going to smell like freaking like an island
like
target.
Like a panty liner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was over for Breeze. When I walked back in that room, windows open. I'm like, great, we're going to deal with this all.
You know what
day.
It reminds me of? Well, there was one time where like I got up in the middle of the night because I was like, I got a headache. Mm-hmm. Follow me on this story. This is a dumb fucking story. And I was in the middle of the night, so you're groggy, right? You don't know what the hell's going on. I pour, like a fucking idiot, I poured a bunch of... Advil into my hand. Way too many. Even in the light, three is all I need. There's like seven in my hand, right? I put them in my mouth. I go under the sink, start drinking water, realize there's like 15 Advil in my mouth, spit a bunch of them out in my hand, swallow what I hope was three, otherwise I would have died, and then just kind of like chucked the rest into the thing, went to bed. Woke up the next morning, Advil handprint on my bed sheets. Right? My wife's like, what the fuck did you do? And I was like, I don't know. I got up in the middle. It looked like someone like a death, like, you know, the bloody fucking handprint. Boom. My wife's like, well, we just changed the sheet, so just like shout it out and like wash it out a little bit, like let it sit. I don't want those to stain. We have expensive sheets, of course. I was like, okay. Whole week later, every time I rolled over, I smelled the shout and it just hit me in the face. And the texture was different on the sheet.
It
so
was,
like subconsciously, I was like.
What was that word? Defibbled?
Pilled. It wasn't pilled. No, it was just that the shout had coated the sheet, and so it would wake me up. And so I think that was my wife's subversive way of saying, don't fuck up anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But Kevin, let me ask you this question. We've been talking about you for the last 20 minutes. Did we, in fact, get the smell out?
I think I can confidently say that we did, in fact, get rid of the smell.
Now, Tim says you over Febrezed.
He's an idiot. You know, he always has dumb opinions, and frankly, nobody likes him.
I mean,
prove me wrong, internet. Prove me wrong.
That's fair.
Tweet at him that you love him. Well, if I'm wrong.
If you love Tim, send him some sweet nasty love.
It's a
weird if not,
campaign.
Just continue to do the Kevin Coelho photoshops. If not, and both of those will make me happy. That's all that's gonna happen. Man, I'll tell you. Let's get into housekeeping real quick, Cool Greg, and then we'll go into some stories from this weekend.
Housekeeping, you want me to jerk you off?
What kind of hotel is this?
That got louder and I love it. Prom coming up, June 30th. It is right around the corner. Do we have to get through E3 first? Yes. Am I looking forward to both of these things? I am. I am very much looking forward to both of these things.
Are you really?
I am.
I appreciate that, Nick.
Here's the deal.
I appreciate you at least trying.
Here's
to
the deal. What I roll, here's why I'm looking E3. Forward to E3.
Mm-hmm.
It's only 2 days.
Yeah, well, do you only realize 2 days.
That's it.
Yeah.
It is gone.
It's
from
always
being,
only 2 days. Nick,
no, I didn't use for us. 2 days. It used to be I had to fly down there on Friday. And mm-hmm. I was there. It was a week.
Yeah, yeah. But those days were 5 years ago.
Well, let me get through this, and we'll go through E3. Prom, if you guys not, we sold a ton of tickets, which is great. So there's gonna be a ton of people there.
Mm-hmm.
Very excited about this. Plans have come together. Of course, if you guys are coming in, you got a ticket to Shit Arcade. That is happening. If not, prom will be good enough. June 30th. Go over to kindoffunny.com/tickets. If you're on the fence about it, don't be. Be a person who does stuff. Not a person who thinks about doing stuff.
Yeah.
Next up. What do I have? What's the next one? Oh, no, not this. I didn't put it on there because Joey hadn't finished the schedule yet. But we are, E3 is starting Saturday. We will be, I assume, streaming the conference
on
Saturday,
right? So what we're doing for E3, and there will be a formal graphic that goes out once we can confirm everything
Joey's
that we're doing.
On it.
Saturday is going to be the start of E3. We're doing EA's press conference. We'll be doing a little bit of a pre-show, a watch-along over it, and then a Gamescast post-show analysis. Then the next day, we are doing every conference that day, which, if memory serves, is Ubisoft, Square Enix, and Bethesda.
EA
no,
Saturday?
It's Ubisoft, Bethesda, and Microsoft
right.
on Sunday. And then Monday is Sony and Square Enix. And then Tuesday is Nintendo. All of those, we'll be doing the pre-show, watch-along, and then post-show analysis. And for some of them that are really close together, which I think it's like Square and, or Ubi and Square is what it is. You guys know where to fucking find these things. We're going to stay live, and we're going to try to do just trailer breakdowns in between, because it's only like a 30-minute break or something like that.
This is always the fun part, because back in the day, it used to just be like Sunday night would start them. Now it's like it's pushed over to Saturday. Mm-hmm. So the bulk of the fun happens from Saturday to Tuesday, and then we actually get to go see some of these games, which is cool. We're going to be flying down to LA on Tuesday. We've got some actually fun things planned that we're going to announce probably tomorrow.
Yeah, so we'll be at E3 Wednesday, just doing a bunch of appointments and stuff. And then Thursday, we're going to be doing a live show somewhere, and we'll be doing a meet and greet somewhere.
Yeah.
And you guys will know all of that very soon.
Yeah, and the meet and greet will be, well, we'll give you guys details on that.
But probably, it'll be available to everybody.
Probably tomorrow, but it will
like,
be available.
Even if you don't have an E3 thingy.
So it's going to be fun. And we want to pack this motherfucker, because it's going to be on Are we saying the day?
The meet and greet will probably be on Thursday.
Yeah. At a place that's dope. Very easily. Of course, more details for that. Very excited about that. And then I can't talk about what we're doing Friday, I don't think. Well, we got a good week next week. People need to hurry up and announce
shit. There's embargo shit that we can't talk about. It sucks. People, it's like, come on, guys. We just want to talk about cool shit.
No, the thing is this. Like, I've come around with E3. The only reason that I dread E3 is not necessarily because of the work, because I think it's going to be fun. It's just, it's hard for me to... I have to find things to be excited about when it comes to the games aspect of it. Mm-hmm. I love seeing everyone.
Dude,
I like partying with
everyone. This is going
to
be a good year for
you,
man.
I like hanging out with everyone.
Like, I know you usually don't do
I'm looking forward to seeing some stuff about Spider-Man. That's the thing.
You don't usually do the conferences. Like, you do other stuff while we're doing all that. Sometimes you're here for mental support and shit.
I just jack off.
But, dude, it's going to be a big year. There's a lot of superhero stuff. There's Spider-Man. A lot of rumors of Hitman. There's a lot of rumors that we'll see Avengers and potentially other games. Rocksteady's doing something. Probably either Batman, Superman, something. There's stuff that will be up your alley.
I hope they do a Batman game again. That was fantastic. No, I'm looking forward to
it. And also, speaking of all that, right now on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames, our E3 predictions episode just went live. Mm. So check that out. It is me, Jared, and Greg giving our predictions, and it is one of our better predictions episodes.
People in the chat were like, what are Nick's predictions? I don't have any. Every year, and this is why I kind of feel bad, because every year Greg's like, Nick, are there any games you want to see? And I'm like... Just put me on whatever you think is there,
put
Big Daddy.
On,
I have
Big
no
Daddy.
Idea what's going to be. I'm so out of the loop with E3. Similar to how when I used to plan the E3 shows for IGN, I was out of the loop then too.
Mm-hmm. You had me.
Didn't matter.
You were okay.
I had you and I had, you know, the rest of the team that actually cared about games. That was always fun. Andy, how you doing?
All right, Nick.
How was your weekend?
It was fine.
Yeah?
It was a lot of rest.
You just chill?
Yeah, I slept a lot, man. I played a lot of Mario Tennis, Aces.
When you sleep, do you sleep like a beautiful little Pomeranian? Does Robin just cuddle you?
She admitted to me that she has several photos of me sleeping.
That's twisted.
Yeah, I know.
We need to get those photos, Nick.
Robin, if you're watching this, please text me those photos so we can use those as the thumbnail from here on out.
Every day.
Just
different videos.
It's just
of
like
Andy
it's just
sleeping.
A lot of like my fat ass leg, you know?
Ew.
Because I just have
How's
like
your leg fat.
I just have big legs.
I just have big legs.
Oh my god! So, tangent here. Did you see over the weekend what happened on the Kind of Funny subreddit involving Andy Cortez?
No, I did not.
A video has surfaced of Andy and his old band being interviewed in the middle of a tornado, it sounds like.
I saw something, a post about Andy from high school, like rare footage of Andy from high school. Was that what this was?
And it's actually Andy. And goddamn, it's awesome.
Why are we not watching that right now?
Let's watch it right now. Cool, Greg.
Robin was like, this looks like your little brother. Like, this doesn't even...
Can you help him find it real quick?
Yeah, yeah. Oh my god, we have to watch this.
It's so...
This makes me
so
super
bad
happy.
In the best way. It's like, you watch it, you're like, it just takes you back to that time. Like, you can imagine just being there with these shitty kids with their shitty camcorders.
I mean, I was that kid.
We were those kids.
We were those kids.
God, it's. I think it was called like small town celebrities, and they interview, and it's like, God, their answers are the worst answers I've ever heard in my life.
Tell
it's
me
like,
at least how one long, of you.
How long
said
you guys
you were
been
doing
together?
It for Jesus.
Oh man, we had another band, but now we don't.
Look at you. Look at the quality. Oh my God.
It's like 160p or something.
Who's, what channel is this on, by the way? Because I don't want to get fucking claimed.
We're
going to
be fine from
your
small town
stupid
celebrities.
Ass small town
These
celebrities.
People haven't done
Dude,
anything.
Dude, I thought we were going to be fine from Mr. Bucket, but that war is heating up. They're coming at us, bro. And by that, I mean they have not responded yet to one of our threats.
I don't think small town celebrities is going to come
Let's
at
watch,
us.
Let's watch. Can we bring this up, Cool Greg? Let's watch this. Are you kidding me?
Live graphics.
For people who are listening, there are just terrible graphics that are. What is your Ambelina?
Ambelina.
Ambelina.
Look at those hair burns,
man. You get the remote.
Oh my God. You look like an anime character.
I look like Noctis.
Yeah.
I bow and I play drums.
Oh, wait, right here. You can hear the Mexican in there.
Member changes, stuff like that.
Well, we can see the Japanese boy in there. So. What the fuck did your parents think of that hairdo back then? Were they like, please stop?
No, man. They were into it.
You can stop it. This video is 7 minutes long, and it stays this. I watched the entire thing.
I just want. Of course you did. I just want. There's. You look like an old anime character from the 80s. From what is it? Star or something? Star Blazers. You kind of look like that.
Kind of looks like Lupin the Third.
He does look. No, that's what he fucking looks like. Is, yes, Lupin the Third. You are a little beautiful boy.
We had like the hair just burns. The hairless. Right? It was the Brendan Urie from Panic at the Disco. The hair burns. You have to like the hair that was here. You just like. We just flat ironed it down, and that was like the thing. That was
well,
the style, man.
I like how you're saying we had them.
Yeah, we had them.
It's you and the two women sitting next to you kind of have the same hairdo. That's it. Homie, these three dudes here are just like, what? And someone's got to talk to Andy about his hair. Somebody's
what
got to talk to
him. What
year
was this?
This is 2008. This is
2 years ago. This is 2016.
Oh my God, dude. I love it. I love it so much. It brings me such joy. I want more. Do you have more?
There's like live videos of us, but there's nothing like this.
Is there live videos of you guys actually playing?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You missed
we
it.
See those?
So this week on Game Over Greggy Show on the Patreon episode that's live now that will go live to everyone on this Friday, we go into the whole story of Ambelina and like the things they used to do on stage together. You'd love it, Nick.
Oh my God.
It's hot.
I hate such a healthy head of hair and like 40 pounds ago, man.
I hate skipping school because every time I'm not on one of these, you guys are like, dude, it was the best episode
you missed
ever
quite
it
the
was
episode
a great episode
time.
Like I was lucky enough to be on the Anna Sale episode, thank God you guys let me on that one, but for the most, like, I assumed you guys would keep me away from that one, but every time I'm gone you're like, let's really ramp it up. Oh no, Greg texted me, he's like, do you know the Dancing Bear?
It's not like, do you know?
And I was like, the Dancing Bear or the Dancing Bear? Yes, I know the Dancing Bear. It lives on Drewberry Lane. I thought he was fucking with me. I was like, are you fucking with me right now?
Oh man.
Oh my
Ant
God.
Ant-Man 0208 says, man, that looked like My Chemical Romance and George Lopez put together.
Oh my God.
That's pretty good.
You guys are too much for me sometimes.
So good.
Before we get into any news stories, I did want to talk about what we did this weekend because I put that
as the big topic.
You want to do
because you
big
didn't
topic?
Have a big topic.
No,
on the,
we don't
on the
always
sheet.
Have a big topic.
Okay, we can do that
talk.
Now.
I just feel like it's a nice flow.
Okay.
You had a great weekend.
I did. I got to go to a wedding.
Yeah.
Of Sydney Goodman, now Sydney Rubin. Hosted IGN.
Is she changing her on-camera name?
I don't know.
She should keep Goodman.
I doubt it.
It's a better on-camera name.
Because, well, her, yeah, I'm not sure, because her, like, whole Twitter handle thing and, like, social presence is Sid So Good, which she doesn't need to change, but they did say she was changing.
Yeah, but, oh, because Sydney Goodman.
Yeah.
I mean, Ruben's fine,
it was dope as fuck, though, and they had a little Jordan box with the dates on the side. I was like, ooh, doing shit right. Go to the next thing, though. So the wedding was beautiful. Super nice down in Laguna Beach, which is a place I didn't really realize was what it is.
It's where I used to live.
It's really? Mm-hmm. That shit is the most hoity-toity ass, like vacation ass.
Laguna
people
Beach?
Actually live here. Yeah.
Oh, no, nobody. I mean, people I don't believe anyone lives there. I think rich people just pretend like they live there. Like, they have a second house and they hang out there on the weekends just so everyone can think they live a luxurious
life. My Uber drivers were, like, 60-year-old, maybe, sorry, 40-something-year-old MILFs. All of them.
Oh, hot. Yeah.
But the wedding was cool because so they had arcades, which was dope as fuck. They had Area 51. I was a big fan of that. Instead of a wedding cake, because they didn't want a wedding cake, they had a churro station.
Oh, son of a bitch. Must pay.
So that was dope. But yeah, I just wanted to bring that up because that was fucking cool. And I want to have an arcade at my wedding.
You should.
Yeah.
You should see if you can get Arcade Fire to play your wedding too, because then you can get like both.
Mm-hmm.
Arcade and arcade. That's a stupid joke.
I
had a fun fucking weekend this
weekend.
Yeah. We got invited to go over to Clusterfest, mm-hmm. which was a show that when I first started thinking, hey, I'd like to do something with the stand-up comedy, like I'd like to be a stand-up comedian, I remember driving by the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium and seeing Clusterfest last year and thinking, oh man, like maybe one day I could actually go there. Well, I didn't get to perform there, but the good people over at Clusterfest invited us to go there. They gave us some passes just to experience it. And dude, it was fucking fun. Cool guy, bring this up. There it is right there. That's me having some fun at the South Park area. Now, Mr. Garrison getting it fucking done in the back end, as they say.
Damn,
you know
Nick!
About? You know what
I'm like,
talking
there's
about?
No subtlety there. Like, there's no, like, oh, maybe he needs something else. Like, you're actually just talking about anal sex.
Not like, like I said, come and take it. My wife was with me, and I said, I was like, babe, do you think this is a bad, comment, or like, or what caption. The fuck? Caption, thank you. I was like, do you think this is a bad caption? Because I said, come and take it, and then I put in parentheses, from behind. And she was like, Nick, I think people get it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think you need it from behind.
You don't need it.
But I want to call special attention to the Tweak Bros Coffee. Now, granted, this wasn't actually, obviously, these were all places from South Park. And this, mm-hmm. South Park. This is actually Johnny Donuts was powering this. Now, cool, Greg, go to my Instagram. Just click on, just click me right there. Scroll down a little bit. Look at these motherfucking donuts right here.
Dude.
Now, my wife and I don't often eat carbohydrates that you guys know of, but I had to tweet this out. We were like, we're having a fun day. It's outdoor. Tiffany Haddish is about to be on. We got these donuts. That was a cinnamon donut. Tastes exactly like churro. Vanilla, pretty good. A lime donut on the left there. That was unbelievable. We had a
sublime.
Great time. Some would say sublime. So I went Saturday and we came back Sunday, and I saw Jon Stewart on Sunday. I saw Burt Kreischer on Sunday. It was super fun. Super, super fun.
That's cool. And, cool, Greg. You went too, right?
Yeah, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. Oh, shit. Where were you? Why didn't you hit me up? Translation, I didn't want to hang out with you, Dad. I was like, oh, I could have said hi. He's like, nah, man, I'm good.
I have a cool Greg story for you.
Oh, Christ.
I have a fucking cool Greg story that I need to fucking tell.
Give it to me.
So last Friday night, my friend Rochelle, the church girl that we talked about,
You can just call her church girl
for reference for the people that know. She had a game night at her house, a little board games and all that bullshit. I brought Jackbox, all that.
Yeah.
So it was me, Gia, to another couple that is a friend of ours, and then just Rochelle. We're there, we're like eating for a while. Gia ends up, we're talking about Cool Greg because that comes up in his tweets that are always fucking choice,
right? They're just
if so, you don't follow Kinda Cool Greg on Twitter, you are missing out on gems. But about an hour and a half into it, we're just like, Friday night, maybe at this point, 9 p.m., Gia's like, I'm gonna text Cool Greg and see if he wants to come. Hmm. She texts him, hey, Cool Greg, you wanna come? And then he was just like, no one could understand what he said, but like he did respond.
Blip, blip, and then, you know what I mean? Just something like that.
Maybe
blip, blip.
30 minutes later.
Like, I don't know what that means.
30, like just a bunch of emojis. And it's like, I can't exactly transcribe what this means. But about 30 minutes
it's
later.
Like guy falling down sewer, eggplant, splash, and fire.
Yeah. And then about 30 minutes later, we just hear, all right.
Let's get it.
And I was like, that's Cool Greg.
Yeah.
We don't. Cool Greg just comes in. Hey, what's up, man? What's up? And it's like, we didn't give you the address.
He just knows, man.
Like, and also it was like, how did you get here so fast? We're in the middle of nowhere. Like, what the fuck? And he was just like, I was just down to the skate park. And Rochelle's like, where's your skateboard? He goes, nah, man, there's a lot of graffiti and drugs down there. And we're like, all right, let's play some games.
All right, I love it. Now, here's what I'm gonna say to you. How did he know where you guys were? How does Batman solve crimes? Don't ask stupid questions. That's his fucking thing. That is his thing. Do you understand? That's his process that he's dealing with.
Oh my God, it was so funny.
I'm gonna tell you though, I'm a little disappointed that Cool Greg. Oh, all right.
It's Bat. Great, with the other title.
Now, I am part of this title.
No, you're not, loser! Stop
the only winner on this panel should have his trophy.
Oh yeah, it's true. I did win.
I mean,
you'll know what it's like to be a winner one day, Nick. I hear they got lots of winners in heaven.
Was it? Wow.
You'll win when you die.
Kill me? Okay.
I'm so happy.
Two-time
so
champion.
Proud.
I just wanted you guys to know that I've had it more than anyone, I think, in this office.
Spoilers, we destroyed IGN to get this, and I'm very proud of it.
I felt, kind of bad for Miranda and Phil, but not really.
Yeah.
They're young.
Yeah.
They got plenty of time to try and figure out how to be a winner in life.
Mm-hmm.
We destroyed them.
Destroyed them.
Like, and I feel like it was largely because we got in their head very early.
Yeah.
And we said to them, please don't beat us for this belt. It's very expensive, and we can't afford to make another one.
My favorite thing, though,
mm-hmm.
was us being featured on the front page of IGN.
My God.
It felt like home. Felt like coming home.
That
you know what
great.
I mean?
That must have pissed so... That must have, like, pissed at least one or two people off.
Yeah.
Just seeing us there.
These
like,
fucks.
These fucking
these
idiots.
Motherfuckers.
They got... Because like, you have to imagine people at IGN, very hardworking people. They're out there trying to get exclusives. They're out there trying to bring you the news. Mm-hmm. And they you click on that video, and it's my dumbass like, on the fucking
Johnny
balcony
Aces.
Waving to no one. Just waving to no one.
I'd be in a fucking like, peacock costume.
Oh, yeah, you would have fucking be. And they're like, Ben, we do real work here. And these fucking idiots. These idiots. Per Schneider's over there rolling over in his fucking grave.
Mm-hmm.
You know? He's just like, these guys. Well, these when will they stop guys. Haunting us?
Never.
Never, Per.
Never, Per.
Because now
Never.
We made this. Now we have a reason to talk about you on an almost daily basis. I can't see what it says because it's written in graffiti. But it says the Per Schneider Intersight Championship. We own it. Come and take it.
I can't read it.
Come and take it.
But I can read it. Nick Scarfino.
Well, I had to get it real close to my old man eyes.
I saw a lot of comments on that YouTube, in the YouTube comments for that video, for the most recent party mode we did, where a lot of people were like, damn, this is my first time watching party mode. Has it always been this good? Yes. So everybody should go watch every episode.
Watch the party mode episodes.
Stop. Okay.
Why are you
because,
posting
no, because
this?
You're getting a little desperate with asking people. You're like, watch party mode. Come on. Don't be, it's
this
good.
This is your business.
No, I understand that. But I can't have you out there
you
trying to
give
away.
You can't be devil's advocate for everything, man.
You can't be out there giving away the goods for free, okay? You're just begging people to bang you, and I want you to play a little more loop. You know what? Don't watch party mode. It's not for you. You're not cool enough.
It's a bad tactic.
Here's the deal.
You own this company.
You're not cool enough to watch party mode. Or are you?
Oh, okay. All right.
You bring it back.
I'm a Sava
Makusa.
Bring it back. You know what I'm talking about? I want to drink out of this fucking thing so bad, but the label on the side clearly said, do not drink out of this.
Yeah.
It's like poison, and it does it. It's not like waterproof. So it will leak.
It'll just leak everywhere.
It just leaks everywhere. This was really fun, though. Honestly, all kidding aside, that party mode was a fucking blast to do.
Yeah.
I had a great time. I am a little pissed off that I lost, but I will say this. The burden of carrying that championship and by virtue of that, the entire organization on my shoulders has now been lifted from me.
Yeah.
So I'm free to go out and do whatever
I want. You can rest your shoulders
to.
For a little bit, you know?
Now, you know, Greg can carry
Come
it.
Come back swinging later.
And to be honest, it was grating on Greg.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I let him win.
Exactly.
Also, I think a technicality that a lot of people were pointing out that I'm not going to go out there and point out that there should be an asterisk, but technically, the champ, Nick Scarpino, didn't lose. Johnny Ace lost. Do you see what I'm saying? Now, I don't know this Johnny Ace fellow.
Yeah.
I don't know why he decided to step in as me, but Johnny Ace actually lost it. Johnny Ace never actually had the title to begin with. He was just a poser coming in. So
yeah.
I'm just saying it's disputed.
My favorite
thing, asterisk.
Maybe my favorite thing you've ever done. Definitely my favorite thing you've ever done as Johnny Ace is pull an ace out of your sleeve. Not once, but twice. And your sleeves are short, little, tiny things, so you had it on your bicep. There's nothing funnier than that.
My favorite is the gift that came out where it's me dancing, and then Andy starts dancing. And he's like, fuck it, and he'll start dancing. That was fun. Andy, you did a great job on that. People, you should watch Party Mode. It's really, really fun. All right, it's time for the news. We're going to kick off the news watching the new Wreck-It Ralph trailer. Before we do that, of course, a tip reminder. If you guys want to tip us at the $5 or above level, we'll read those bad mamma jammas. And if you don't want to give us tips, but you somehow figured out how to accumulate bits, we'll read bits at the $500 or above level.
Once again, I just want to say I appreciate Cool Greg so much because he's just waiting. He's waiting for Nick to say the word news. He'll fucking get that
cool
shit.
Cool Greg's joining the spot.
It's time for some news. Boom, we're right in there.
I love it.
Professional.
It makes me want him to produce the show every day.
Mm-hmm.
I really love him.
Yeah.
We'll leave it at that. Now, you put this on here because you're excited for
yes,
this.
Yes, I'm very excited
wait,
for
before
this.
We watch this, are you a big Wreck-It Ralph fan?
I thought Wreck-It Ralph was pretty good.
I thought it was lacking a little bit.
Yeah, I wasn't,
like it was almost
I'm not the biggest
there.
Fan. I'm not the biggest fan of it. But I really like the idea of this one, and I'm most excited because at Comic-Con last year, they announced that all of the Disney princesses are going to be together in this with their same voice actors from the original movies.
Oh, wow.
And I love everything about this. It's like Smash Brothers with Disney princesses, yep. And you guys can imagine I'm a big fan of that.
You are.
And I we're seeing GIFs, and they're in this trailer, so I'm very stoked.
Now, of course, caveat as always, this might get cut out of the show because sometimes people get claimed, but we're going to see. We're going to watch it with you guys, and we're going to roll the dice today and see what happens. Cool, Greg, let's bring this up, and let's press play.
Start churning butter and put on your church shoes, little sister, because we're about to blast off!
Ralph, what is it you're trying to say?
We're going to the internet.
What?
That's awesome.
Wow, look at all this stuff.
It'd be great if Snapchat was just this thing no one could figure out.
The most beautiful miracle I've
just
ever
a bunch
seen.
Of dicks everywhere.
Welcome to the search bar. What can I help you find today? Umbrella, umbrage, umami.
No.
Noah's Ark, no doubt.
That's so fucking funny.
Ergonomics, Urban Outfitters, Urcool.
I'm pretty sure he's just trying to guess what you're gonna say.
My autofill is a touch aggressive today.
Let me try. Take me to a website that's super intense and really nuts.
Oh, I only found one result.
Oh, come on. Princesses and cartoon characters.
Mulan, this is my girl.
Is that York? That's awesome. You're coming with us, kid.
Hi. Whoa, whoa. Princess too.
What kind of a princess are you?
I love her hair is like blowing.
Magic hair?
No.
Magic hands?
No.
Do animals talk to you?
No.
Were you poisoned?
No.
Cursed?
No.
Kidnapped or enslaved?
No. Are you guys okay? Should I call the police?
Do people assume all your problems got solved because a big strong man showed up?
Yes. What is up with that?
She is a princess.
Ralph
breaks the internet.
All right.
Shouldn't it be Ralph wrecks the internet?
Yes, since he is Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah, but break the internet, it's like a thing.
Right, it's just wreck the internet kind of sounds better, doesn't it?
You're not wrong.
It's like a conversation between you and me every day. You're not wrong, but this is how this is going to go.
Who's her voice again? Is that Sarah Silverman?
Mm-hmm.
God, it sounds bad.
Yeah, you don't like it.
I don't remember it being that.
Oh yeah,
it was that. Only part one.
It was that. It was that unlikable.
But it like for some reason it sounds like she recorded all of this and she was like maybe sick at the time or.
No, I think they just wanted her to do more of a grimy voice because I forget what the character was originally. Glitch. Yeah, Glitch. So
yeah.
I don't know.
I don't like it.
It's just one of those things where I've watched Wreck-It. I watched it. I was like, this is good, but there's just some elements that just.
Yeah, I didn't love it. It was kind of forgettable for me.
Fine. I didn't like how it was video game based and they erred on the side of generic bullshit.
Yeah.
Like where half the movie is it's Mario Kart, but it's not Mario Kart and they're in like some sweet candy fucking I'm like
just call it what it is.
Just call it what it is. Like go deeper into that. It looks like they are with this. That princess shit, I'm all about. I'm fucking in.
I'm in. When Cinderella breaks the fucking glass slipper.
Fuck yeah, dude.
The guy says
some thug shit.
That's the gang shit, right, Gay? Cool Greg? Gang and shit. These are my two friends, gang and shit. What's up? You never want to meet these motherfuckers. You put this next news story up on here as well. Let's bring this up. This comes from that #show.com. Can't be a real website. Is that a real website? Fuck it, it's a real website. Exclusive, Kumail Nanjiani has offer to join Men in Black reboot. Kumail Nanjiani is one of the funniest people on the planet, but he may be out of this world
this
in
work?
Sony's Men in Black reboot. This who wrote this? Mike Marchant. Wrote that. Let me pull this up, actually. Sorry. Okay. I always do that. I always do it. I know it's your biggest pet peeve. Nick, read the story beforehand. I say, no, I want the spontaneity of reacting to this. Let's see. The third installment for Men in Black franchise begins shooting in just a few weeks. We already know who will be wearing the iconic black sunglasses and suits, but casting hasn't stopped there. The hashtag show has learned that Kumail Nanjiani has been offered a starring role alongside Chris Hemsworth and Tessa Thompson in the upcoming sequel. I'm jacked about this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm jacked about this. Do you think they're going to have a couple Thor callbacks in this? They have to, right? They have to.
What?
Like where they walk by and the immigrant song's playing and they're like, he's like, I like that
oh,
song.
Oh, oh.
They have to have some nods to Thor.
I doubt right? it.
You motherfuckers. Hey, Sony, don't fucking sleep on
don't
Thor.
Be stupid.
Let's see.
Sleep on Thor.
According to our source, Kamal Anjani has been offered the role of Pawnee, quote, the third sidekick, a funny, wisecracking, sex-driven alien from a civilization that exists on a chessboard. So there you go.
Cool.
Fuck yeah. Let's do it.
Big fan of him.
Let's get
Wanna see him in more mainstream movies.
Yeah, like I mean, I loved the movie he did for Amazon. What the hell was it? The Big Sick. Loved that. Still in on Silicon Valley. We talked about it last
still
week.
Still in, bro.
It's still a thing.
Did you finish happening. It?
I did.
Pretty good, the last episode, right?
Pretty good.
Last episode was good.
Brought it together.
The episodes prior to that. It's just one of those things where, like, the characters somewhere along, like, last season became very unlikable. And they were always the underdogs, but then that was the kind of the theme of the next, like, the last two seasons was that, like, don't become the thing you hate. And they kind of became it. And then, I don't know. But I'm still hanging in there. I still stand by the fact that Jin Yang is the best character ever written. And Jared is the best character. Jin Yang, very close second.
Are we going to talk about things that we watched over the weekend?
Sure, if you want. Go for it.
We don't need the next story. It sucks.
What is the next story? I'll be the judge of that. No, who cares about this? Silver and Black is not happening. Probably. Who gives a fuck?
Who gives a fuck?
There it goes. What was your weekend, Andy?
I started watching Arrested Development Season 5.
How was it?
Oof, not good.
Why do they keep doing it?
I it's just like a mess. And not only is it a mess, but it's also just really unfunny in a lot of different parts. I've laughed maybe 3 times in maybe 6 episodes, I feel.
That's unfortunate.
How do you feel about it, Kevin?
Very disappointed. It's
so disappointed.
8 episodes total and it just ends. It just ends. Like it feels like they were planning another 8 episodes and I guess they just didn't have the budget.
Now this is
for
not
it.
The recut version of the last season. What did you guys watch that?
Yes.
How was that?
I did not finish that. Kevin did.
I watched it. It was a vast improvement, but like the story is just awful, and that's what I liked about Arrested Development. I thought they had always built a really funny story.
Well, it was always hilarious because the grandpa character was hiding out in the house, and they were all just highly dysfunctional, and it was just so sad. But you kind of empathize with them because we all have family members like that. Spoilers: I'm that family member in my household that's dysfunctional. But yeah, it's like why. Just let it go.
There
Stop
are so
doing
many
Arrested Development.
There are so many callbacks to season one that just like are total like fan service sort of callbacks.
Solo
to where,
shit.
Yeah, like the more like no touching, like they do that stuff. And it's like, man, I don't know. They keep trying to work on this whole thing of like wordplay and the stuff that worked really well in seasons 1 through 3. And Kevin, I never hated season 4. I always thought it was fine.
Yeah.
But this one is just really rough.
Kev, the chat is saying that this is only half of the season.
Oh, is it?
And there will be another. Why There's would they, 17 episodes total.
Why would 17? They only release half a season? Why not just wait? What a dumb thing. Because it was unclear to me. I haven't read into it, so I was just like, this only feels like half a season. Yeah. Sure enough, that's what it was.
Yeah. They did have the Arrested Development like car. Mm-hmm. At Clusterfest, I got a kick out of that.
I could deal with a really mess of a story if there was still a lot of comedic elements, and I just was not laughing very much, even though Sorry I really to wanted that. To, you know?
I thought of Cool Greg over the weekend. I watched the last few guests on My Next Guest. It needs no introduction, and Jay-Z was one of them.
Oh.
What'd you think of it?
Hove. I thought it was okay. Like, this is my... I love David Letterman, but he only gets real a few times with people. And I really want, like, for a guy who is not tethered to a network news station anymore, I'm a little disappointed with him not opening up a little bit more.
Because I thought he pushed it, but I agree with you. It's like every time there was an interesting thread going on, he would go to a different question.
Yeah.
It's like, ah, man. Like,
or it got cut.
They got
weird
into the whole
in it too.
Infidelity stuff.
Yeah, which I was like, oh, I want to hear this guy's opinions on this stuff because they both, you know, did something.
The paper route joke was funny. Like, they had a lot of stuff they went on with it, but overall, I was like, I wanted more because Jay-Z's so fucking fascinating.
Jay-Z's fascinating, Dave's fascinating, but it was one of those interviews that you just felt like they weren't connecting as an interviewee.
Mm-hmm.
It just didn't feel like they ever really got the rapport. And I don't know if it's because, hey, we're in a gigantic auditorium and like we're lit and we're this tiny little
Judd
thing.
Judd Apatow's there.
That was fucking hilarious. They were like, Judd Apatow. And he's like, no, it's not. Wait, is Judd Apatow here? And he's like, hey. Judd Apatow was just in the audience.
Oh, that's cool.
It was hilarious.
So random.
But I thought it was good. What I thought was even more fascinating was they had Tina Fey on next.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought she was good. And then they had a special episode that they, I guess, had just filmed, I don't know where, but it was Jerry Seinfeld and Dave Letterman, and that was actually great.
Yeah?
Because Jerry, because Dave had been doing this thing the entire time where he was like, look, I don't think that I really accomplished anything and I should have quit 10 years. And Jerry just called him out on all his bullshit. He's like, stop saying that. He's like, you don't fucking mean that. He's like, what are you talking about? You were great. Stop being humble. It's stupid. You're stupid to be doing that. And I always love when Jerry Seinfeld's in the room because he is the guy that's not afraid to get real. He's a billionaire and doesn't give a shit anymore.
Yeah.
And he will say whatever the fuck he wants to say. And I love that. I love when comics can just be like, shut up. We've known each other forever. I know you. You're being humble. Shut up. You did a great thing. Because Dave was like, well, I feel like I wasted my life. I feel like I didn't do anything with this platform. And he goes, you brought entertainment and perspective to millions for years, like 20 years. Shut up.
Yeah.
He did it. It's great. I thought that was cool.
I also watched Westworld last night, of course.
I'm done. I can't watch anymore.
And I did the sort of tradition we have in watching Westworld. We watch it and then read up three articles on it to figure out what the fuck happened.
Like, what did I just watch?
And what's happening. I'm watching it. I don't know why, but I'm going to continue watching it in hope that there's something. Because it's still that feel-good thing of Sunday night. It's the sort of Game of Thrones replacement right now.
Right.
And we know that there's potential for something really fucking cool, so I think that's why we keep watching it. But also it's a good excuse to like have dinner and have some dessert and watch this episode of a thing where I'm just like completely baffled at some moments. Like, why are we doing...
Yeah.
What, like, you're doing this time travel, time jumping stuff, I think for the sake of trying to be smart, and it's just really confusing.
I'm done. I'll be honest with you. I gave that show three episodes. And by the third, I was like, this has lost all of its magic to me. Unfortunately.
You never watch episode four, which is the best one.
I don't care. It, honestly, it's one of those things like I don't give a shit if the show gets unbelievably good by episode four. If you can't get me in 3 hours of content,
yeah,
I don't. You know, sorry, this you is not fucked up, this kid. Is not how we are anymore. Joey, yeah. Can you come in here and log me in for the Streamlabs stuff? Because I can't remember how to do that.
And while she does that, we can read the ads.
Yeah, I did, but now I'm here and I don't know how to do that. It was right here. I also clicked on this thing. I'll just hit save, I guess. I don't know why this is there. While we're doing that, ladies and gentlemen, of course, we're going to give away two games today. We have two amazing sponsors. I did the thing. Is it not there? Oh, we got to go to streamlab.com. I see.
Yeah, that's like if you want to tip us, and this.
Well, do you have to log in?
Then you do this.
Can we not connect this to Muxy? I don't like change. All right, there we are. Cool. we'll read a couple tips right now. If you guys tip us the $5 bubble level, I will read it. let's see. This is so complicated. Okay, 38 minutes ago. Sushi Girl Allie said, I watched The Crow for the first time in 15 years last night, and I would like to nominate Michael Wincott as top dollar for The Wigspiracy. Ooh. You think it goes back that far?
The Wigspiracy.
You think it goes back that far?
Deeper than we thought.
Because I thought it started with X-Men, but you're saying The Crow might have been the origin of the Wigspiracy?
This is some Middle Gear shit.
Holy shit. Thank you for that. AcidTrip69 donated some dollars to us and said, Happy Monday, friends. Nick, you're still the champ of my heart. On a more selfish note, I'd be eternally grateful if you helped me win a ticket to the music festival by following and or saving the Spotify playlist and gave us a bit.ly/helpmebestfriends. Gave us a little heart. So if you feel like doing that, go for it. I probably will not because I'm lazy. Nick, let Greg enjoy the belt while he can. As the true champ, you know, anytime someone wins the belt, it's just a countdown until the belt comes back home to daddy.
It's true.
Says Pandra G2. Thank you for that.
If you, I wonder if you'll ever get the belt again.
And at this I didn't point, think I'd ever get the belt, period.
And then you just keep getting it. And I just, it blows my mind. But we'll see. Only once.
For a, for comedy's sake, it's so much funnier when I have the belt. It doesn't make any sense. It's stupid. I'm the least good at games here in this office. But the fact that I keep beating Greg, who is probably the best, it just is kismet. It just shows that he deserves to lose everything in life. P.S. I love his best friend XOXO is your opportunity to nominate someone in the world you think is doing a great job. Today, the Kinda Funny crew is shouting out Brian Altano. Congrats to Brian and his wife on the birth of their new little baby. Send them some love. Send some love over to Brian and his family over at Agent Bizzle on Twitter, please. All right. Two giveaways, that means that's right, not one, but two sponsors today. The first sponsor is Omaha Steaks. The episode is brought to you by Omaha Steaks. Right now, if you didn't know, Father's Day, right around the corner. Dads like to grill. I like to grill with my dad. Mm-hmm. I like meat. I like grilling. I like the sound when you put the meat on it. It's relaxing, okay? Now, if you don't know what to get your dad for Father's Day like me, I never know what to get my dad because he has zero interest in anything, but he does like to eat and he does like to grill. Omaha Steaks has you covered. Right now, they are offering a convenient service where they give you flash frozen, vacuum sealed meats directly to your door in Omaha Steaks cooler. There's a variety of meats you can choose from, including pork, poultry, lamb, veal, bison, seafood, and if you want to go a little, you want some greens in there, they got some vegetables for you. All of this is very high quality meat with one of a kind flavor. All beef is USDA inspected for quality and aged 21 days to unlock the full flavor of tenderness of the cuts. Now listen to this deal. I'm gonna try to do this all in one breath. But right now, Omaha Steaks is giving a limited time offer to the listeners of this fine morning show for Father's Day at 78% off. This is really an amazing deal. Go to omahasteaks.com, type morning in the search bar, and you can get this deal for Father's Day. This is the package that includes two tender filet mignons, two beefy top sirloins. I already messed up because I didn't take a breath. Four chicken fried steaks, two boneless pork chops, four all-beef Omaha steak burgers, four gourmet jumbo franks, 12 ounces of all-beef meatballs, 1 pound of steakhouse fries, four caramel apple tartlets. I like saying those because I like to say caramel. One Omaha Steak seasoning packet, plus get four more grill-ready Omaha Steak burgers free with purchase. Again, this is a limited-time package for only $49.99 when you go to omahasteaks.com, type morning in the search bar, and add the Father's Day package to your cart. Don't wait. The offer ends soon. That's omahasteaks.com. Type morning in the search bar. Grab your dad and fire up that sweet, nasty grill.
Eat your meat.
I put that in there. Our second illustrious sponsor today is Audible. We'd like to thank Audible. Thanks to Audible for supporting the Kind of Funny Morning Show. Audible books are great for helping you be a better you. For our audience, Audible is offering a free audiobook with 30-day free trial. If you want to listen to it, Audible has it. Just go to audible.com/KF or text KF to 500-500 and browse their unmatched selection of audio content. Download a free trial and start listening. This is very, very, very easy. Audiobooks are a great sidekick for summer activities like hiking, sunbathing, on the beach, running, road tripping, enjoying downtime outdoors, and more. Listening is a better way to binge content you love while doing things you love to do. Audible has the largest selection of audiobooks on the planet, which lets you fill your summer with more stories, like the story that I'm about to listen to, which is a book called Dangerously Funny, the uncensored story of the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour. As you guys know, I've been reading a lot of comedy, listening to a lot of comedy, in trying to immerse myself in comedy. And one of the things that keeps coming up with the Smothers Brothers, a lot of people say that the Smothers Brothers were like the original disruptors in the industry. They would do the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour was crazy. It was, you know, there was a lot of controversy around it. They kept getting fined and kicked off the air. I'm very, very excited about this. Audible helps you listen to more books by letting you switch seamlessly between devices, picking up exactly where you left off, whether it's on your phone, through your car, from a tablet, or at home on the Amazon Echo. You can get through tons of books hands-free and eyes-free while doing almost anything. Again, this fantastic offer right now is get a free audiobook with 30-day free trial at audible.com/KF or text 500 KF to 500-500. That's audible.audible.com/KF or text KF to 500-500. I always get when they put the dashes in there. You know, what are we going to do with that? All right, two winners today because we have two sponsors. The first winner comes from Kind of Funny Games Patreon. Congratulations to John Prince. You have won Thimbleweed Park on the PS4. And from the Twitch chat, Parcel Moose. You have won
Parcel Moose.
Dear bow, God bow, on bow, Switch. Bow. Congratulations. All right, it is 5:54. Let's go into the 3-3.
The old 3-3. Cool Greg killing it with the new graphics. Thank you very much for that.
Shout out Kevin, man.
And shout out to Kevin for making them happen real quick.
We live in a beautiful world full of beautiful people. Let's see. Audible books are the best, says Game Jumper X. I know, it's like they make it easier. You don't have to read. Reading's hard.
Yeah, dude.
What the heck wants to read?
They'll read it to you.
I have to help tell people things. What?
What?
What? You got a problem? It's 5:54.
We're reading the 3-3, Kev.
I hate this shit.
I hate him. I
know.
I hate him so much.
I know. But I did say 5:53. It's 11:53.
I ran into a best friend at an Emporium on Saturday night.
Yeah?
He was wearing a Kind of Funny shirt, too.
Awesome. Awesome.
Richard Draken says, Nick, Legion has the same issues as Westworld Season 2. I don't think employing ambiguity and calling it cerebral actually adds value to the storytelling. No, it's just convoluted and boring. It's boring.
Wykiam says, Powerpuff Girls and Gorillas. Did you hear about this?
No.
Now you guys might be surprised.
I
didn't have Cartoon Network growing up, so I actually am not that familiar with the Cartoon Network lineup of stuff. So Powerpuff Girls, while I appreciate them, I'm not in the lore of all that stuff.
Right.
But apparently, you know how the gorillas have their ongoing storyline, mm-hmm. like the animated character's been growing up over the years or whatever?
Supposedly.
Murdoch, who's the drummer of and like bassist. No, sorry. Murdoch is the bassist of the group. He's a creepy looking one.
Okay.
With his tongue always out. He got arrested in the storyline. And so they announced a new album coming out June 29th. And they replaced him with a new character. But the new character is actually a character from Powerpuff Girls grown up. And like, it's canon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty fun.
And it's pretty cool. And they put out a music video and like there's this like the character, but it's like this green dude, but like grown up. And I'm like, huh, that's really fun. I love gorillas. I love how they're just, they're weird as hell.
They
always
are weird
trying
as
different
fuck.
Stuff. And like, I've always been a huge fan of them, and I feel like this happens every single time when they put out a new album. I hate it when I first listen to it, and I'm like, this is way too experimental. And then by the time the next one comes out, I realize I love, from like the years of just having Shuffle on my iPod and hearing the songs, I realize like, man, they put out some, it's always high quality work, and it's great. They push the boundaries constantly.
How do we get Cool Greg in the Gorillaz?
I don't know if that's possible.
They need a character called Cool Greg
Although
that just tags everyone.
Cool Greg,
while.
if he rapped, if he put stuff out, he would be the type of person that would be a feature on a song for.
That's
girls.
What I'm saying. Like, entirely. We don't need. I don't want him to be like a member. I just want him in one of the videos to be tagging like his thing in the background.
I'm gonna do
and
it.
It's just Cool Greg. That'd be fun. Tim, will you talk about the DMC5 news on Kinda Funny Games Daily today?
I don't know. Greg made the show, but we'll have to see.
There you go. Let's see. It's my birthday Saturday, says Greedy Ears. I assume birthday tax is waived when it's not a day the show is on, right? Absolutely not. You want to go to jail? Pay your fucking taxes. Boom. That's how they got Capone.
Hey, Tim, I'm remembering correctly that you hated Ed, Edd n Eddy growing up, right?
I did hate Ed, Edd n Eddy because it made me sick watching it. I hated the animation style where they're just constantly...
Always.
Yeah, like I don't every, like that.
Do you remember that?
No, but I remember like Dr.
Lines,
Katz had that where it was squiggly the entire time and it was
stupid.
Time,
it was so distracting. I didn't like it.
Let's see. Ant-Man0208 says, Nick, you watching the UFC fight this weekend? Who's fighting this weekend? That'll dictate. I might watch it. I have Saturday night free, so we'll see.
Anakin says, Tim, did you listen to Super Duper Kyle's new album? If so, what do you think? No, I totally forgot that's a thing. I'm about to download that right now.
There it is. While you're doing that, we are in sub-only mode. And let's see. Lexi Gunner has a question that I think actually might be better for Cool Greg. He says, Tim, where do you stand on Pusha T and the Drake beef? But I'd like to open this up to anyone in the room that's like to respond.
That, Greg's way better at answering this question.
Cool Greg, where do you come down on the Pusha T / Drake beef?
Oh, man, Pusha's just hurting him at this point.
So we're on Pusha's side, I guess.
Yeah.
Kind of funny as a Pusha T household.
I listened to Kanye's album and Pusha's album, Cool Greg, this weekend. One of them's way better than the other. And it's Pusha's.
There we go.
There it is. Let's see who's it's the Cormier fight this weekend? Fuck, if Cormier's fighting, it's the super fight, right? Him versus Stipe. If that's this weekend, yeah, I'm fucking for sure watching it. But again, I stand by the fact this is a bad fight for Cormier, but what are you gonna do?
Hey, Tim and Logic put out a song with Dizzy Wright on his album.
Ooh, let's go.
All right. Oh, it is Stipe this weekend. This is a Filipino mama. Yeah, then I got to watch that fight. Shit. My wife's going to be pissed. She's always like, why is the cable bill $300? I'm like, I don't know.
Wasn't me.
Okay, I guess I'll go to a bar this week. All right, everyone. It's almost noon. Thank you guys so much for all the comments. Of course, thanks for joining us today on the Kinda Funny Morning Show. We'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. PT. Tim's up next with Greg for Kinda Funny Games Daily. If you guys are watching this on YouTube, please, the word of the day is?
Bumblemoose.
Buffon. I had to remember it too, as I pointed to you to see if you could. Buffon, if you can't think of something better. If not, think of an actual comment to leave in the comment section of this video. Make sure you like it. Make sure you hit the bell for notifications. And make sure you subscribe to our channel, because we like to make sure that you get all the content we want to give to you.
Mm-hmm.
Until next time, I love you all. Cool Greg, please cut the feed.